This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cherry Hill Volvo team thanks each of you for listening to the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. Please contact Cherry Hill Volvo for an incredible automotive relationship. We intend to spoil you, the Rich Scioli listener.
Ian Smith is the owner of Attilus Gym in Belmar, New Jersey. I've had him on the show before. Ian, good morning. Hey, thanks for making time this morning.
Absolutely. Frank and I first came on your show the first time, and we are happy to be here again.
Yeah, good. And your gym, of course, you guys said we're going to open up. Phil Murphy, his ego was challenged by that, and he's come after you guys ever since. Where do things stand right now for Attilus Gym in Belmar, New Jersey?
Today we have a court hearing. We are being held in contempt of court because they locked our doors on us the Friday that we originally opened.
May 22nd.
And it took us almost 2 months to get the locks taken off. And for a bit there, we were dragging 20,000 pounds worth of weights outside every day, over 10 pieces of equipment, squat racks. We were basically taking half the gym out into the parking lot every day. We did that for 2 weeks. And on July 4th, we decided that we had had enough of that. We gave the legal system a chance to work for us and to do the right thing. And we've been just gotten pushed around. We've been pushed out of federal court. We've been pushed out of state court. We've been given every excuse in the book. So today, Frank is actually going to speak, and he's prepared his statements. And at 12 o'clock, we're planning to go against the same judge who locked us out the first time. So we've taken the doors off our hinges, and we are prepared to stay open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until the state either backs down or they take us out of here by arresting us.
And didn't they at one point shut off your water and even your power or something like that too?
No, that has never been done. That was actually false news. They had created a situation where our sewer backed up when we flushed the toilets, and that sewage came up through the floor, where it took three plumbing companies to actually come out and fix that. But the power and the water was never shut off. We anticipate that could be something that happens here in the near future.
And you say they created that situation with the sewer. How do you know it was, in fact, them who did it?
Well, the building was shut down for two months. And 1 hour after Governor Murphy said they had to throw it, since they couldn't shut us down legally, he actually, in his press conference that everybody knows, it, so it's public knowledge, he said, I guess we'll have to throw the Board of Health at them. 1 hour later, we flushed the toilet, and she came up through the floor, plain and simple. Right. So, I don't believe in coincidences. And at this point, you know, Governor Murphy asked for 2 weeks. That's 14 days. Today is day 126. And I would challenge him in any way. Every person that's walked through this door, we actually have time stamped. We've taken their temperatures. And we have had thousands of people walk through this door. We have zero cases of COVID. Actually, Governor Murphy can't say that about the houses that he's responsible for. The incredible number of people that he's responsible for, the deaths in these long-term care facilities, is insane that he's allowed to do these things. And actually, that in itself exacerbated itself and culminated on June 23rd, which is the last day that he actually reported deaths in long-term care facilities. Up until that point, every single day, he had listed how many cases and how many deaths in long-term care facilities and how many deaths actually occurred in New Jersey. And on that day, it peaked with he actually announced 57 total deaths in the state of New Jersey, with 50 of them being in long-term care facilities, where there's only about 63,000 residents left, because he's actually, unfortunately, we've lost about 7,000 of them, which is 10% of that population. And that day, only 7 in the other 9 million people. And since that day, starting on June 24th, they have no longer reported how many deaths occur in long-term care facilities. And I truly believe, and our lawyers truly believe, that that's because more people are dying every single day in long-term care facilities out of what started at 70,000 residents than compared to the 9 million people that actually are residents of the state of New Jersey.
Well, you know, I was referencing an article earlier in the show from NJ.com. They're saying how the legislature is supposed to be investigating the nursing home deaths and looking into this, and they're not because of political pressure from the governor. He doesn't want to look bad on this, obviously, and you know he has unlimited, unchecked authority right now during all this, so they're afraid to cross this guy. For you guys, as owners of Attilus Gym in Belmar, you've made national news for defying him, and I think his ego is out of control, and I think he took it a little personally, so he's made your life, trying to make your life a living hell. When you say that you've got to go to court today because you're in contempt of court, what do you mean by that? What is the argument about today at noon?
So when they locked our doors, and we
because you kept going, in other words, you kept staying open after that.
Yeah, well, when they unlocked their doors, we were able to get the doors unlocked because we have another essential business inside of the gym called Rock Bottom Nutrition that they had locked us out of. So they had violated our constitutional rights once again by locking us out of an essential business. So we were able to actually, when they were dragging their feet, to get our lawyers to put in an emergency injunction to have it opened up because of that. At that time, I agreed specifically with our lawyers that we would not allow indoor training until we saw the federal court judge on July 19th. We never signed any paper saying that we would actually not do any indoor training in any way whatsoever past July 19th. In their mind, because we are allowing people to train indoors now, we're in violation of their quote-unquote updated response to us by opening up our doors. So we are quote-unquote in violation of a court order. Thus, you know, our charges today, and then contempt of court.
Well, I hope you win. I think this is amazing how we're still at this place now where you still have to battle for your constitutional rights here. It's amazing. And clearly, your gym is unique because, you know, your members want to go. They want to be part of this. And you guys have done, I think, a great job of trying to keep everybody safe.
That's not new, unique. This is the thing. We have 2,000 gyms in New Jersey.
People in general want to.
People need this. Gyms are essential. This is not new. It's only unique.
Well, I guess what I mean, but let me be clear so you guys don't misunderstand me. What is unique is that despite this battle, you have had people come to your side. You haven't had members say, I don't want to be near these guys. You if anything, your support has grown stronger. There may be a lot of gyms in the state, but there aren't as many that are doing what you guys are doing, which is battling for the right to be open and battling for the other gyms to be open. My point is that your members are staying with you through this. They're not running away going, I don't want to be near these crazy guys.
Correct. Absolutely. And that the people who come and who come so with so much passion are the reason that we know that we're doing the right thing. You know, when we open our doors and we had the gym outside and we had over 250 people a day showing up and just thanking us for giving them the ability to come and, you know, use the equipment and work out, because it is that important to us. Or it is that important to people. You know, this whole thing is supposed to be about public health, but public health is not a one-dimensional idea. Public health isn't just COVID. You know, there are people who struggle with PTSD, people who struggle with mental issues who come to the gym, and this is their therapy. This is what they turn to instead of drugs and alcohol or other vices. This is where they come for that relief. And when now we're having upwards of 450 people a day come, it just shows you that this is essential, you know, and we need to stop thinking about public health as this one-dimensional entity and realize that there is more to life than COVID.
Yeah, well said. Guys, good luck today in court. I'm glad you're fighting this tyrant king, Governor Murphy. I'm glad you're standing up to him. I wish you the best. Look forward to hearing the resolution of today's court date. So thank you both for being on the show. Ian Smith, Frank, thank you guys very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich.
Attilus Gym in Belmar, New Jersey. Those guys have never backed down. It's very admirable.
Talk radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.